Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
The Astor family is putting on a show of the year right now. Oh, there have been members of the Astor family blooming throughout the summer, but they're center stage now. They seem to be flowering everywhere, with the goldenrod, sunflowers, gumweed, and of course the fall asters sporting their colors. All those members of the Astor family are not only putting on a colorful show, they're also telling us that summer's winding down, autumn's about to put on its annual color show, harvest is on, school is starting, and, winter will soon be chomping at the bit. The Astor family is perhaps the largest family of flowering plants. Some botanists rank them second only to the orchids. But with around 150 genera and 23,000 species, they're gigantic in their importance. Globally, the ranking may be debatable, but in North America, they're number one. North Dakota's home to over 180 species in the Astor family, which may outrank the grass family here. We may comment on seeing a sunflower or an aster flower, but that's a misnomer. What we call a sunflower or an aster flower is actually a cluster of flowers, or what botanists call an inflorescence. Let's use a sunflower as an example. The flowers in the center of the head are called disc flowers, while the flowers on the periphery of the head produce petal-like structures and are called ray flowers. That we commonly think of as petals are more accurately rays on the ray flowers. The center portion of the head, the disc flowers, lack rays. Dandelions are a little different. They produce only ray flowers. In addition to the sunflowers, goldenrods, and asters, the aster family also includes yarrow, sages, and thistles. Many members of the family have become domesticated, such as marigolds, dahlias, zinnias, chrysanthemums, lettuce, safflower, artichokes, Jerusalem artichokes, endive, and tarragon. Some native members of the family are even gaining interest as ornamentals. Yarrow and purple coneflower, for example, are now widely available. So the next time you observe a member of this extensive and important plant family, consider taking a closer look at all those flowers. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.